Hi there. The word for you today is always give your best. In Colossians 3:23, reading from the Message, Paul writes, "Don't just do the minimum. That will get you by." One of Michelangelo's greatest masterpieces was his sculpture of David. He worked at it with such passion that often he slept in his clothes, resenting the time it took to take them off and put them on again. He repeatedly examined and measured the marble to see what kind of pose it would accommodate. He made hundreds of sketches of possible attitudes and detailed drawings from models. He tested his ideas in wax on a small scale, and only when he was satisfied did he pick up his chisel and mallet. He was like that about everything. He approached the painting of the Sistine Chapel with the same intensity, lying at uncomfortable angles on hard boards, breathing the suffocating air just under the vault. He suffered from inflamed eyes and skin irritation from the plaster dust. For the next 4 years, he literally sweated in physical distress. But look what he produced. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, and I quote, "If a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep streets like Michelangelo painted, or Beethoven composed music, or Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will pause and say, 'Here lived a great street sweeper who did his job well.'" If you're not passionate about what you do, find something you can be passionate about. Don't just strive to make money. Strive to make a difference in life. Significance should be your goal, not just survival. Paul gives us the ultimate reason for always giving our best. And I quote, "Don't just do the minimum that will get you by. Do your best. Keep in mind always that the ultimate master you're serving is Christ."